Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Now.
Hey, everybody. It's great. I'm Dr. Pat, and I am here with Jennifer Marcinelli. Jennifer, what a great show this is today. Lined up for everybody.
Yeah. And hello. I'm on the road. I'm out working on private retreats. So this is fun. This is the Burn Bright Today on the road.
On the road. Well, you know, let's talk about on the road and Burn Bright Today, because first of all, today, what you're bringing to the forefront is burn bright in your relationships. There's mm-hmm. no such thing as no strings attached.
Right. Now, Myth buster.
And you know, it's interesting because another word for no strings attached is no quid pro quo. And that seems to be a phrase that is in the media like 24/7. And there are a lot of people that don't know what that means. And I just wish that, you know, as I was sitting here and people were, you know, asking me what I thought about, you know, what was going on in our government, boy, I wish we'd have had the simplified version of what you're talking about today. No strings attached. And when we think about there is no such thing as no strings attached. This has got to be an energetic relationship conversation yes. today, right?
It is, in a bigger, deeper way than we maybe have gone into in some of the past shows. But, you know, now that the book is out and people are getting more of the basics of the energetic anatomy, and we've been really talking heavily about relationships for a little over a year now, especially now that we've just come off of Valentine's Day. Right. And maybe your Valentine's Day wasn't the heart opening experience that you have dreamed of or you would like to have, or maybe your current relationship isn't what you really would like it to be, or you're out really kind of open for the relationship of your dreams, what you always wanted it to be. I think it is so timely, and we'll talk about a few reasons why, but this show is about myth busting. We're going to talk about the energetics of there is no such thing as no strings attached, especially related to love and sex, guys. We're going there today.
Well, I mean, and this is the kind of thing that we don't talk about. And let's talk about this energetically. You and I were talking about this before. You know, we're looking at energetically planets aligning or not aligning and the intersection of planets. We're just hearing so much about it. But in the end, you know, ancient cultures would look to the skies and yes. they would look to the skies and they would ask, oh, wait a minute, see the way that's like, they didn't say this exactly like yeah. this, but they looked and they said, oh, this is lined up like this again. Or they kept charts about the way things were lined up and what it meant. Yes. You know, if you think about it, they had ways to think about, we should go hunting here or there or this time and not that time. We're not living in an age that's different from that. We're living in an age that has different ways of getting there. But what are you seeing energetically, you know, in alignment of consciousness and energy and planets?
Oh, you know, and so first of all, I'm really glad that you brought this up. And even as you were talking, I just remembered something I'd like to share with you. I was visiting at a Mormon church about 2 years ago for the Christmas Eve service. And the speaker was giving this eloquent job of explaining that the three wise men were actually astrologers and they were thought to be wealthy. So they were following the stars by their location as well. And I just kind of got to mention that, you know, this has been around a long time. This is not new, but where we are now with this huge rise in consciousness that's taking place, right? I'll use a mainstream term, ascension. Nobody's getting out of this, right? The divination arts of astrology and numerology have been around for eons. We've always had them to use as valuable tools. But what I think is so beautiful and such an amazing opportunity is that what's going on right now, especially in 2020, the year of perfect vision, and the 2020s where we're going to get a lot of clarity. And now we're entering the age of Aquarius, which we've been hearing about since the 60s and 70s, right? And in the age of Aquarius, one of the things that's happening is that science and spirituality are coming together. So this is a phenomenal time for people in the holistic arts and the people who work with the divination arts and the people who work with spirituality in healing. So I'm seeing this like crazy, not only on this radio show, but in my podcasting and on my social media platform as well, getting a lot of engagement from the Burn Bright Today community. More and more people are awakening to these tools.
Yeah.
The tools of astrology and numerology. There are others. Okay. There are many, but you know, for intents and purposes, the scope of this conversation, we'll talk about astrology and numerology. And I think that it's becoming, people are now like, oh, this is valid. This is a valid science. And I know because it's experiential. So when it comes up during a healing session, and we receive guidance from their spiritual guides related to what's going on in astrology or what's going on with numerology, and it makes sense and helps them, they have their own experience. And once you have an experience related to this or any type of holistic healing, no one can ever take that away from you. It can never be taken away.
You know, what's interesting is I've gone back to the quote by the Dalai Lama that, you know, he talks about, you know, who will lead this day and age we live in. And, you know, he's very clear it will be women. It'll be women from the West that will lead. So here's what I'm struck by. Can I go a little pop culture on you?
Do it. Pop me.
All right. Yeah. Because we're talking about relationships today, but we are now living in an age, 2020, this year in particular, where when I think about what is about to hit the big screen, and for people that never go to the movies anymore, you're probably going to want to go to the movies, see some of these. When I think about it, I am struck by the blockbuster movies that are hitting the screen.
Yes.
With female leads.
Yes.
And I'm struck by, of course, Wonder Woman 1984. But those, well, everybody is anticipating that. I got to tell you, I am just sitting here waiting for Black Widow, Eternals, Birds of Prey. I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, Benny, I got to get me a Heart of the Queen shirt, right? When I think about this and this level of rising up here, Jennifer, yes. It is a big energy. And we got to talk about that today.
Yes.
It is a big energy. Now, why is this important? Go back 10 years. You would not have people like Scarlett Johansson or any of these female characters and movies directed by women. We wouldn't even be talking about this. Now it's become more of a norm. I got to say, we're not there yet. What do you make of that energy as you're looking ahead?
Yeah. So I completely agree. And everything that you're getting is kind of what I'm getting as well. And I'd like to add that it's not so much about being in the gender leading. It's about the rebalancing of the sacred masculine and the divine feminine, which is the big cosmos thing that's been going on since 2019 and 2020s and will continue to level out for a while, where we've been under this paternalistic top-down thou shalt, my way or the highway control type energy, and that which is masculine. And the divine feminine is very creative, and each person, whether we are incarnated in a female or a male body, have these energies, and they have to be balanced. So that's part of what's happening. But to your point, there are many souls right now who have reincarnated right now during this time. So let me just say, if we're here right now, we agreed to be here to do our missions. It is a big deal to be more than any time in history to be incarnated here right now. It is an honor and a privilege. And if anybody has the ability to see the waiting list and what it takes to incarnate down here on earth, it's incredible. So if we're here, we are meant to do our mission and we've got to step up. This is a part of what this energy is. Now, to your point, there are many souls that have chosen to reincarnate in the female gender right now because strong, enlightened female leadership, the true divine feminine, is needed more than ever right now. So just as a refresher, it's not necessarily about men and women, but it's about the sacred masculine being balanced with the divine feminine and people incarnated in female bodies who can handle the energy and handle the pressure and who can go the distance to help us make these changes and help people make the shift in consciousness that's taking place. Because it's not easy. It's not easy. It's a big deal.
It is. And, you know, one of the things that you and I are talking about today is really looking at the, you know, the rocking it that literally has no bounds. And yet we talk about boundaries and relationships more than anybody could imagine. You know, people go to coaching, they go to learn about how to have healthy boundaries. And, you know, one of the things that seems to be the conundrum as we're looking at this is understanding what that even means. Mm-hmm. But if we don't understand what you're talking about today, that there's no such thing as no strings attached, then we're not quite going to understand when strings are attached and we don't know it. Isn't that really right. The trick?
You're exactly right. And I think, why don't I just show a picture real quick? Cause that might, sure, I'm sure. Visual. Okay. Yeah. So this, we're talking about, this is from page 65 and I've shown this before, but I'm going to show it again. This is an example of the basic energetic anatomies that can be damaged. And this can take place in a relationship. You can see congestion, you can see fractures, you can see various different things that an energy medicine practitioner with second sight has the ability to see. This occurs most often when we do not have firm, healthy, energetic boundaries. And this can, and to my knowledge, only be really repaired and done with some of the holistic modalities, such as gemstone and diamond therapy. So if we are coming out of a relationship where somebody's, it's been unbalanced, we've talked a lot about, we've broken up with codependency, and we're now, if one of us was doing all the giving and one of us was doing all the taking, these relationships got busted up, okay? The energy's not gonna allow it anymore. We've got to learn our lessons. They've got to learn their lessons. And we've both got to get into mutually beneficial relationships with healthy boundaries. Okay. There's a lot of what we're talking about. So I see this a lot with my clients right now, that many of them in 2019 had these big relationships break up, gone, divorces, what have you, family relationships, friends, families, coworkers, anything that was out of balance with poor boundaries got broken up. But to your point, we've got to have the energetic boundaries put in place so that we can be energetically whole and sustained, so that we can have healthy mutual relationships. Without that in place, the same thing will repeat itself. So I'm seeing that right now my relationship package is the fastest growing package. Most people are coming to me for that right now. So it's kind of a lot of what I'm seeing.
Yeah, because don't you think that things are being revealed that were, let's just say, you know, my mama used to say the coolest things, right? And when she said them as three girls, right, in this family, we would just look at this woman from the South and say, really, mom, you just like, right? You just said that, like, right there, you just said that thing. And she would say the strangest things. But one of the things she said would say to us is, oh, boy, girls, you know, it's all honey and sweet now, but you just wait and see what crawls out from under that rock.
Yeah.
And And we would just look at her like, and she would laugh about it. She's a very lighthearted woman. So she would say the darndest things. And I think she was talking to my sister. And I got to tell you, what crawled out under that rock for my sister, Joyce, it was exactly like she talked about.
Yes.
But this is the thing that you're talking about today. There are strings. Yes. I study the consequences of broken promises for 10 years. And I will tell you, there are strings, strings, and strings. Why don't we see them, though? I want to ask you this. Why don't we see them? Is it the thing that goes on between the sex and the love? Is it that thing?
Well, it is in part, yes. So, because what we're really talking about are energetic ties that we make with other people, also known as karma. Okay. Yeah. Thoughts, memories, and emotions are real. So when we think something about a person, or when it has a lot of strong emotion behind it, we're creating a string, an energetic tie to that other person. So if we're sitting there, oh my goodness, I want this person to love me. I want this person to love me, love me, love me, marry me forever, stay with me forever, be with me forever. We're energetically putting a hook in them. Okay. And it creates one of those injuries that I was just showing you. Okay. That's an energetic tie or an energetic knot. We can't see them with the physical eyes unless you have developed second sight, which is going to become more and more common now. Once you know that it exists and you approach it with a pure heart, you can actually develop your ability to have second sight. You can actually get to where you can see these heartstrings. In the matter of love, this real, the energetic fields intertwine and become quite enmeshed. And they have to be separated when we break up. Sometimes we need energetic support separating our two energy fields. And if we don't get that support, these strings or ties or connections, these heartstrings remain stuck. And these can go on for years. So if you've been in a relationship maybe that ended 10 years ago and you can't get this person off of your mind,
right?
You think about them and you cry as if it was yesterday. Your energy is drained. That is a classic sign that there are still energetic ties and your energetic fields are still connected. And that requires repair. So again, one of the ways that I know to do this is gemstone and diamond therapy. There are other modalities. I think Reiki can assist with this as well. There may be some other somatic healings and things like that. And we can go into, I'll give you a chance to reply here.
Yeah.
But it gets deeper when we go into sex. So why don't I give you a chance to reply for a bit, and then we'll go into the difference with what we're talking about with sex.
Well, I don't really have much of a reply, because what you're really pointing out is really a knowledge base that many of us wish we would have had, but we don't.
Yes.
But you nailed it. You know, if let's just play this out even a little bit more.
Yep.
Let's say, you think about that person, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody knows what we're talking about. Yep. You know, you have that person, Jennifer, I have that person. But when was it when that person's name or something about them had no reaction at all? When was the day that that didn't happen anymore? And to be really frank about this, I don't remember when that day was. But I do remember that there are some things that I had to do and make an adjustment on.
Yes.
Because there is a difference between love and sex. And when we talk about that openly, we talk about, well, wait a minute. I like you, but I don't know that I love you. See, that's the thing that comes in, isn't it? That thing. I don't even like you.
I don't really even like you. Now that you crawled out from under your mother's rock. So I think, first of all, I want to go back because you brought up something really important. I had a relationship, again, confessions of a holistic nurse. I had a relationship a number of years ago, almost quite some time. We're talking maybe 15 years, okay? And he was so cute, one of those, right? He was gorgeous. We looked like Ken and Barbie together. And quite honestly, the intimacy between us was off the charts. Okay. I'm just going to go out there. It was. Okay. I was very, very much in love with this man and this man's kids. And what happened is it ended very badly. He sabotaged the relationship in a way that there was no coming back from. Okay. Because He didn't want a long-term relationship. Something changed. He got what he wanted and he was going to go another direction. When that relationship ended, I was very, very fortunate because I got my very strong inner guidance on how to end this relationship. And when this happened, I removed everything from my house and my possessions that had any relationship to him. Every single picture. I mean, that's back when we had paper address books. I tore out that page and burned it. I burned photographs with a ceremony. I didn't do anything out of anger. I did it out of love and out of ending, right? I actually had to have a ceremony. So anything you can do to remove anything that has an energetic tie to that person, the furniture, the decorations, the artwork, any gifts, even clothes that you wore, check with your inner guides whether they need to be thrown away or donated, what's most appropriate. But one of the things you can do is get all of that out of your environment and get it cleared. And of course, we've talked about smudging before too. You can smudge your home, smudge your environment to kind of clear those energies out as well. That is some, I think, some of the basic things that must be done when we end these relationships, or the energies are still there. They're still there. They drain us. They drain us. And we can't move forward.
And that's part of what we're talking about today when we're talking about, wait a minute, burn bright in your relationships. Jennifer Marcinelli right here today with me, Dr. Yeah. Pat. And when we say there's no such thing as no strings attached, I want to get back to this too around what we're talking about. And that is, do we know that, right? Because we've heard that so often and so much of what we do, but I think that is impossible for there to be no strings attached. Do you know what I mean?
Even if
two people look at each other and say, you know what? No strings, right? How is that even true?
So I'm so glad that we're bringing this up. And I've really gotten a lot of firsthand experience with this in my client base, because as you've heard me talk about, I have more millennial clients coming to me now than any other age group. They're ready for help. They're looking for help and they're burned out and they're looking for assistance. And this is what I've learned really important from the millennials, that what is so common in the millennials, there is a catchphrase that is used as just as any part of conversation, swipe right, swipe left. Okay. And it is really about hooking up with somebody you don't know for an intimate short-term relationship that supposedly upon agreement has no strings attached. And let me tell you, my clients, it is not true. Okay, I'm gonna flat out break the myth buster right now. Anytime who you have sex with is your business. And when and how soon you have sex with someone is absolutely your business. But this is really important energetically that you need to understand when you're making that decision. You need to be very, very careful who you do that with.
Right.
Because energetically speaking, there is no such thing as no strings attached. Forget it. If you're going to do that, your energy fields have connected and their information is stored in yours. Yours is stored in theirs. And they can actually input thoughts and not so happy things into your energy field and you with them. So even after you've parted ways, your energy field has to be completely cleaned from this. And anytime we do that with any number of people, it gets really complicated in a hurry. So I tell you what, I've had clients that are actually really very, very, very happy when they've learned that there's an energetic reason that they're exhausted and really feeling extremely anxious or depressed. It's because somebody's attached to them and they've been able to release those attachments and then make their personal decisions very differently moving forward.
Yeah. And we're, you know, part of this is we're going to be talking about this and more when we come back. But I want to take a moment and congratulate you on your book. It's fantastic. We did a show on it not too long ago, right? Yeah. And then you also have an ebook and you are literally giving out copies of that as well. Tell us a little bit before we go to break. tell us about the book. I mean, it hasn't been very long, but it sounds like people are really jazzed about it.
It is. I am so excited. It's here's what it looks like. It's From Burning Out to Burning Bright. Get Your Life Back by Healing Your Thoughts, Memories, and Emotions. It is a how-to book. It is my personal experience as well as the personal experience of some of my clients. And it talks about what happened to me, how I got so burned out, how I had a near suicide from it and a health crisis. But most importantly, what I learned, my spiritual awakening that came from it, my entire new career that came from it, now helping other people who are today where I was then. And it brought me into back into nursing, but in a much higher, very exciting way. I'm no longer in corporate America. I now work for myself. I'm founder and CEO of the Burn Bright Today franchise, as well as a gemstone and diamond therapy practitioner. And I'm a leader in the Burn Bright Today community of other holistic practitioners that have franchised with Burn Bright Today. So I'm very excited about this, and I'm thrilled to tell you that the book is getting rave reviews. In the first 90 days, I've had more than 60 national media placements over the book. So you're going to be seeing those up on the website as they are published. They're being published up on the website. Big names. There's some names that you're going to know. Shape Magazine, LA Magazine, Spirituality and Health. I mean, the list is so long, I can hardly go on, but I'm thrilled. And I'm also thrilled that this book is being really embraced by other nurses. I'm just thrilled that this is here to help other nurses, because nurses help, you know, other people every day. So thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And, you know, part of what we're talking about today is in direct reference to the book. And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. But how do people get a copy of the book? Let's make sure folks know about that.
Yeah. So it's on Amazon.com, right? You can go to Amazon and pick it up there. But if you like, it's on my website, burnbrighttoday.com, at 40% off the Amazon price. So if you'd like to pick it up at a discount, pick it up from the website. You can get the hard copy or the electronic copy off of my website. And if you'd like it autographed or made out as a gift, please let me know that when you order it. And my team and I will make sure we get you taken care of.
Wow. One of the things we're going to do, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, and we are taking callers throughout the show today, 1-800-930-2819, give us a call. Love to get you some help answering questions. One of the things that people don't realize is that, you know, when we come back, we're going to be talking about breaking up. Breaking up is hard to do. Heartstrings are real. But when we talk about that, we want to make sure you know that this is vast. This is an enormous sphere of influence. It may or may not be that one person in your life. What if it was a job you lost? Did you know that losing a job causes an energetic, as my friends would like to say, clog up in the pipes? How do you burn bright if you carry loss and grief with you? That's what Jennifer is going to talk about, that and much more. And breaking up is hard to do. I know somebody sang that song. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We got the questions coming in here today. And I'll make sure I get this question out there. I'm assuming that the caller called in and gave you the question and is not waiting, but it's a great question. Jennifer, one of the things I want to do before we roll with a couple of hot ones here, how do people find out more about you? How do they get a copy of your book? But how do they work with you? That's what people want to know. How do we work with them?
So first of all, everything's up on the website, burnbrighttoday.com. And the book is on Amazon, From Burning Out to Burning Bright, how to get your life back by healing your thoughts, memories, and emotions. It's available on Amazon, but it's on my website at 40% off the Amazon price. And you can either get the hardback or the ebook from the website directly. So it's all over there. If you're interested in, if you're looking for help, and especially related to relationships or anything else, go to my website and take a look at the packages. And if you automatically know, if you feel drawn to one of these services themselves, like for example, if today, what we're talking about today, the no strings attached package, that is an energy medicine package that helps you end and clear up these energetic ties from former relationships, whether it's from your side or even from theirs. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But head out to the website and you can either go ahead and get the package if you know what it is, or set up a free consultation. I want to get to know you, hear about what's going on, and I can direct you to the package that I think is best. Or we can create a custom package if that's what we need to do. And from there, my team and I will get you scheduled in at the earliest we can get our calendars together. So yeah, burnbrighttoday.com.
All right, let's start with the question that Benny grabbed from one of our callers. We have the best listeners on the planet for sure. So this is a question that came in to Benny. What about breaking up with children that are involved? This is a great question.
It is a great question. And breakups with children involved are a little more complex. Once we go into session, which is why I have a package called, you know, My Family Could Have Its Own Reality Show. When these relationships end between parents, no doubt about it, it's very difficult for the children. And it's very difficult for the children energetically as well, which is why I recommend working with hopefully both of the parents separately, if you will, individual sessions for each of the parents separately from each other. and then sessions with the children. And if they're minor children, one of the parents can be present. That's always a great idea to have the other parent. If you're here with me live, in the room, or if you're here remote, in the room where you can see and hear even by video, if you like, because the children will need their own support. And here's the beautiful thing. Your spiritual guides, every single one of us has our own team of spiritual guides right around us to assist with anything we ever need. It's just a matter of contacting them and asking for assistance. So especially when we're in a family package or a family session, the spiritual guides of each individual family member will come in and they all work together. There's no jealousy in heaven. They may have the same spiritual guides as the parents, or they may have a different set of spiritual guides. Maybe just one or two are different, but they will come in and they will assist us and they'll let us know exactly how to proceed in which order. And it is always for the greater good of all concerned, because each parent and each child needs individual customized support, and we'll make sure that you get that.
Yeah. And I think part of this and what we're talking about today is, we're not leaving the children out of the conversation at all. We're not leaving them out. But it is exactly like you're talked about. It is a conversation that is much bigger and more complex. But in the end, it's still energy. There's still strings. If you're a human being, there are these energetic attachments that happen. And yes, they may need a very specific approach. Yes. And so thank you for that. Thank you for that, Jennifer. I got another question that came in as well from Jamie. And I think it's Jamie in, I think that's Wisconsin. The question is this, how do you handle a situation when you're not the one attaching the strings, but the other person is still, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
When it's not me, it's them. Yes. They're doing it. Jamie, I know what you're saying. You're saying,
oh yeah.
Yeah, boy, I just leave me alone.
Oh yeah, yes. And thank you, Jamie. This is such a valid question. I am so glad you asked it. I'm going to get a little bit specific on this.
Good.
So first things first. When we are in session, and when you're in session with anybody, this is a universal law, okay? We want to make absolute sure we are working with your energy field only and not with the other person's. To do so breaches a spiritual law of non-interference. We don't ever want to do that, okay? We want to only work with your energy field. Now, having said that, I've had dozens of sessions where other people were in the energetic space of my client. This is more common than you think it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you can't get somebody off of your mind, if they're texting you and you get upset, if you're suddenly crying over them, or they call you and you're upset, they are in your space. That's just what it is. Okay. If you're dreaming about them and they're out of character, if you are having dreams of encroachment where somebody's you feeling attacked or anything like that, these are classic signs that somebody is in your energetic space. And just to be crystal clear and put a fine point on it, no one will ever be in your spiritual space without your permission. A spiritual guide will never be in your spiritual space unless you are expressly invited them. So if somebody's in your space, they don't belong there. And we can have lots of assistance in helping them, let's say, be escorted from your space. And there's a way to do it. And there's a way to do it that does it really well, that does not, it's done with divine love. The gems will help. The diamonds will help. NLP, neurolinguistics programming will help. And first and foremost, your spiritual guides, your inner team, this is a part of what they are there for, is to assist us with removing any person or any, let's call them objects, that they may have placed in your energy field. Like, for example, I had a client that has been married with her own family for her kids are in their late 20s. And it came up in one of her sessions, she had energetic shackles between her ankles. And they, yes. And we could, I could see them crystal clear with second sight. And what they were actually were placed on her from a boyfriend from 30 or 40 years ago. Those can energetically be cleared and removed. Usually no problem. We can have those removed out of your space forever. And once those get removed, the person is escorted out. Any of their knickknacks, shall we say?
Let's call them that.
Any other energetic knickknacks that have been put in place, get removed. My clients love the freedom they experience when they're finally able to let go of these things. And just to add another point, because one of the things we don't want to do is come from anger or get upset about this. And let's just bear in mind that number one, we're going to come from love. We come from divine love when we're working on this. And the other person may or may not be conscious of what they're doing. So sometimes this is something you don't ever want to discuss with them. It's usually better if you don't, we'll know in session, okay? But again, it's happened even if they don't know that they're doing it, but we've got ways, gems, diamonds, diamond therapy, gemstone therapy, neurolinguistics programming, and always, always, and Reiki, of course, Reiki would also help remove these things, and also the assistance of your spiritual team, yours and mine.
Yeah. And, you know, part of this too is, and thank you for the questions. I think that is super, super
really good
awesome.
Question.
And thank you, Benny. You know, thank you very much for getting our fabulous callers. Look at this is such a critical topic.
Yeah.
Really critical topic that it did take me 10 years to study the concept. Now, look, from an academic perspective, you get the big, long title for what you're studying, right? They got to come up with some. I studied Broken Promises for 10 years, and I will tell you, the work that you're doing, there are promises upon promises. And let's just talk yes. about strings. Promises are strings. And, mm-hmm. and here's the thing I want you to talk about if we have a few minutes left to do it. I say to you, Jennifer Marcinelli, Burn Bright Today, I promise you we're going to do a show together. That's a promise. That is so explicit. But that's not the only promise. There's another way to do it. There's a way where you're talking to somebody and you're not really saying, yeah, you don't say I promise, but you're mm-hmm. talking to them and you imply
yes.
certain things. Like, you know, honey, I know you think I'm going to cook you dinner, but you know, I didn't really say that.
Yes.
I think what I was trying to say to you was, yeah, maybe if I get time, I'll cook you dinner for doing 5 loads of wash for me because I've been out hanging out with the boys or the girls and I got 5 loads of wash, but I didn't really say exactly that if you kind of did that I'd make you dinner. I kind of said something more like, if you do it, you know what? Maybe somehow we could eat something really good, but I didn't say I was going to cook it. That's a promise. And any woman listening to this or any man listening to this will know that you have had people say stuff kind of like that. And other folks want to tell you that that is not a promise and that's not a commitment. I'm telling you, 10 years of study, it is.
Yes.
It's a form of betrayal and mistrust.
Yes, it is.
How is that showing up when you're looking at relationship and these strings, right?
Yes, absolutely. Especially, let's just use that. Let's take this in a marriage situation. Because when you're in a committed or any type of very committed relationship with someone, you assume that you're in integrity and so are they. But when people make these tacit agreements that they don't really agree to, it really energetically jams things up because if you are full of integrity and you're a person of your word, So when you say, I will make dinner, that's an agreement. And there's an intention and there's energy that goes with that to the other person. If I make that agreement to my partner, then his energy field is reacting. Agreements have been made and, you know, love is flowing, right? But then if that person didn't really mean it, it causes significant confusion. And here's the deal. They've made an agreement with themselves to make dinner, and they made an agreement with the other person that they're going to make dinner. So when you don't, it's really, really important to keep our agreements with people. Because when you don't, you're actually breaking and damaging your own relationship with your soul body, your divinity. Okay. So every time you set an agreement and you don't make it, you're moving off of alignment. You're moving out of holism. And it actually dims the light and sound that's coming in. So when you're not in alignment and in integrity, keeping your agreements, you're moving off and you're starting to vibrate erratically. It causes burnout, right? So not only for you, but for that other person. Because energetics of trust and love and honor and integrity are very powerful. And when that is betrayed or broken, it damages us energetically in ways that we can't see, but it's deep. So the key thing is, we can't always keep our agreements. Maybe something has come up. But if you've made an agreement and you cannot fulfill it, renegotiate. Come back to that person and let them know why. And set up something that is good for the greater good of all concerned, that meets both people's needs, that comes from honesty and an integrity. And then that'll settle out the karma. It'll settle out the energetic knots. And everything will go much more smoothly. Otherwise, those broken promises that you're talking about, that's an energetic knot stuck in both people's energy field until it is removed, broken, and healed. Until this is healed, it's there.
Yeah, it's both the knot and the knot. It's
both.
You know what? You're going to love this. I do workshops on a variety of things, and I'm relaunching the whole crust-busting platform because it's so much fun. But I'm also, you know, bringing forward street smart spirituality. But here's the thing. I always use visuals. I'm a visual person. I always use like a pop culture movie or a movie that most people have seen.
Yes.
I have a new movie to use now on broken promises. I have a new movie that if you watch this movie across the board, what you will find are so many examples. It was so impactful for me. I thought I am never going to buy a Ford again in my life. And that is the movie Ford versus Ferrari. And I watched that movie and I don't know if every part of that was true. I do know the story of Ken Miles and Shelby. I do, Carol Shelby. I do know that story because I'm like I grew up in a mechanic family.
Yeah. I did too.
But I watched that movie last night. We were watching it. And in my mind, in getting ready for today, I just kept hearing you.
Oh.
And the no strings attached. And my God, there was one point in the movie I thought, this cannot be happening. We're going to talk about this. See, this idea of no strings attached, that movie was a perfect example. Of hiring this guy, fabulous driver, just an icon, you know, Ken Miles, having him build the fastest car in the world. And then all of a sudden tell him he's not going to drive it. And I just thought, how often do we do that to people in our lives? How often is it done to us? Even though there were never words spoken, Ken, you're going to drive the car, right? This is more common, isn't it, Jennifer, than people know?
It is. And just to keep it, what you've just brought is huge. We could do an entire show just on this. And I think
we should do a show on the movie.
I think we actually should do.
We should do a show on the movie because I think this will really call to action exactly what goes on in life.
Yes. And I'll just truncate it just for today's, because we're talking about relationships, right?
Yeah.
So I'll truncate it just a bit here. Energetically, it is of paramount importance that we keep these agreements. and that we stand in integrity and honesty, and that when we make our agreements, we are always adding like almost like a prayer or an affirmation.
Yeah.
Thy will be done.
Yeah.
Or may the blessings be. Meaning that it is for the greater good of all concerned. And then when we make those agreements, we need to stand by it. Because energetically, all of your energy field is aligning. Agreements have been made. Soul contracts are being made. And when one person bails out and doesn't keep their agreement, that karma goes with them. And it may not come back in this lifetime. It may be a future lifetime.
Yeah.
So we want to really hold ourselves to that, because this is an amazing time in history. It's never been like this. We have the incredible opportunity to resolve many lifetimes of karma in one, which is why one of the reasons we're having more marriages than we used to. For example, I've been married now 3 times, which sounds unusual, but I had to realize, oh my goodness, this is a major opportunity. I have resolved 3 karmic patterns, I've followed three soul contracts that I agreed to, and 3 karmic patterns that were broken in each of those marriages. This is an awesome opportunity to clear karma, guys. But we have to do it by keeping our agreements.
Yeah.
And if we are in a relationship with someone who cannot, it might be a big warning sign that it's time for that relationship to end. Either get it in, get it healed, get it worked with, and get it worked out so this doesn't continue to create karma, or get it healed so you can both go on your own separate ways.
Yeah, I mean, when we think about all the different things we talked about today, and thank you all for the questions that you've sent in. When we think about this, it's hard to imagine a scenario where there aren't multiple people in any given person's sphere that is affected.
Yes.
Right? There are relationships with in-laws that are affected.
Yes.
There are friends that are affected. There are many aspects of this, but the one thing that you said that I want to make sure we go back to, and I would love to ask you about this, is regardless of how large or how small that sphere of influence is, there's a way to energetically address it, right?
Yes, absolutely. And your point is so valid, because we all are one. We are all connected. We all came from the ocean of love and mercy. We came down as a spark of God. We exist because God loves us. All of us are the same. We are all divine beings. And when one of us gets a healing, everyone does. So the one of the greatest things that you can do for yourself is to invest in self-care to get your own healing. And when you do, that sphere of influence that you have is more vast than our minds can even get. So I'm so glad you asked that question. And energy healing is a wonderful way to receive one type of healing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Look, Jennifer, thank you for today. I know we're going to do many, many, many more chats about this. I'd love to ask you your personal message, but also let folks know how they can find out more about you and how they can work with you.
Yeah. I think my personal message for today is, if you're up against it and you've got a lot of, you're feeling the pressure and you're feeling the challenges and something big is changing in your life right now, I would say embrace it. As hard as it is, as different as it is, as painful as it might be, the divinity within yourself is actually making this change for you to liberate you so you can be free. And on the other side of making whatever this big change is that you're up against right now, you're going to feel so much better when you get on the other side of it. And just really consider self-care, whatever that is for you. And it's more than a mani-pedi and a massage. But true self-care, really take care of your energy field and you're going to feel so much better and be able to move forward with joy and enthusiasm and natural energy and go out and have much healthier, happier relationships that are going to come to you because you've made these changes and you've healed. You have to heal.
Yeah, exactly. Jennifer, thank you so much. Give out your website again and also let folks know how to get a copy of your book.
Yeah, Burn Bright Today. The book is up on Amazon, or you can get it off my website at Burn Bright Today for a huge discount, 40% off the Amazon price. So let me know what you think, good, bad, or ugly. I want to know what's going on and how it helps you.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.